Okay, so the bracha Baruch Aleinu. So there's a very interesting Gemara that the Gemara first of all discusses that Baruch Aleinu is the ninth bracha. Why is it the ninth bracha? Because in the ninth chapter of Tehillim, David HaMelech asked for a parnasa. Now, what does it mean? David HaMelech asked for parnasa. He said, "Shavoyer Zeroya Rasha." We should break the Zeroya, the hard fists of the Rishoyim. So what does that have to do with Parnasa? So the Gemara in Megillah says, very interesting thing, that is referring to the people who are maskia she'arim, the people that raise the prices. They make a lot of grains, and then they hike the price up, and the poor people cannot afford to buy anything. So David HaMelech asked, Hashem should not allow those people to succeed. And he asked for that in the ninth bracha, in the ninth chapter of Tehillim. So in the ninth bracha, we also ask that Hashem should bless the tevuah, that we should not run into such people that ruin the economy and make it very hard to purchase things. Now, this seems like a strange way to begin the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. It was, what are we asking for? We're asking that Hashem, you shouldn't allow people to take advantage of the prices. I mean, of all things, like that's what we're asking for. Doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense, but let's try to understand a little bit more about the nature of the bracha. So there's a couple questions, okay? One is we say Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, you should bless us. Es Hashana Hazoy, this year. Why only this year? You should ask to give us a blessing forever. I don't know, why this year? Well, we're going to do it again tomorrow also. So we're constantly asking. So we should ask generically, Hashem, give us a good prosperity. That's number one question. Number two question. What does it say? Baruch Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Es Hashana Hazos, give us a blessing this year, and everything, and all the grains, L'tova, for the good. Right? If it's a blessing, then it's for the good. Give me a blessing for the good. If it's a blessing, it's for the good. So why are we saying both? Alright, how's it translated?
I know.
Parabian.
Yeah.
Como parabian. Sujana, it's a blessing, it's for good.
Yeah. Blessing for no good?
Yeah. Blessing for no good? No. So blessing for good. So therefore, what does it mean? Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos L'Toiva. Of course it's L'Toiva. That's what we're talking about. So to understand this, we got to go all the way back to some basics. The basics are that the Gemara we mentioned this before, I think, but I'll mention it again. There's a concept that we get judged on Rosh Hashanah for the entire year. So then why do we keep davening? What do we keep davening for? So the answer is that even though Hashem decides how much rain you're going to get, Hashem says how much rain you're going to get, but you can have that all the rain will come during the bad season, and it's not going to help you anything. Or all the rain will come and only help your crops for the corn. It's not going to help your wheat. Or maybe the rain will come to that part of the country, not to this part of the country. Or maybe all the rain will come during the day, not at night, so you can't work. So, or maybe the rain, it's not going to rain all year. No, it's going to rain all the rain in 1 week. It doesn't help. It's got to be spread out over the year. So just because there's a judgment, about the rain, doesn't mean that you know how you are going to receive the rain. All you know is that you're how much rain you will get, but you don't know how much, how to receive the rain. Okay? I've said before a mashal. It's not a mashal, it's the thing itself.
We don't know how to receive the rain.
Exactly. For example, Hashem says, I give you parnasa this year, you make $120,000 this year. So, how do you want to make $120,000 this year? Geshmak, $10,000 a month, straight, Hashem, direct deposit. Here's my number. Here's the bank number. Just direct deposit, let me know. You know, $10,000 a month, Givaldic. Okay, so it comes the month after Tishrei. I had a good Rosh Hashanah. I'm waiting. I got my 100. A month after Rosh Hashanah, look at my account. Direct deposit. No money.
No money.
Hashem, what happened to my 120?
Yes.
Comes Hanukkah. No, not a penny. So I'm waiting for my money. Hashem, you told me I'm getting my 120 grand. Okay, by December, you have to start borrowing money. Credit card bills piling up. You're in debt up to here. You know, comes Pesach time. You can't even buy matzah. This, that. All of a sudden, comes the summer. Tammuz of Elul. And all of a sudden, Elul time. A week before Rosh Hashanah, you got a check in the mail from the IRS from 15 years ago. $120,000. We took your money, interest. Here's your money. And quickly, you pay up all your credit cards, you pay up, you walk into the year, you have a clean slate. So Hashem said, okay, I got you your money. Is that what you wanted? No, you wanted it clean. Okay, so just because you know you're going to get your $120,000, but there's a difference how you get it. So there's two things. One is that at the beginning of the year, there's a din. You're going to have a judgment how much you're going to get. And now there's a new question. How are you getting it? So every day you have to ask, Hashem, bring it. Right? So therefore, Hashem, Barech Aleinu, give us a bracha. This year, we're talking about this year because we're talking about the judgment that we got already. We already were judged for this year, Hashem. Hashem, I know Rosh Hashanah came. You already judged me this year. You already told me how much money I'm going to get this year. I know how much money I'm going to get this year. But give it to me, Litova. I want it for the good. It's two things, separate things. One is the bracha, how much you're going to give me. But the other one is how you're going to give it to me. That's why we add that extra word, Litova. You get it?
Parabien.
Yeah, so give it to me. But give it to me parabien. Give it to me the best way. I don't want to get the day before Rosh Hashanah a check for $120,000. I want to get every month $10,000 so I can pay my bills. So one is Barech Aleinu Hashem, give me a bracha this year, because this year you gave me bracha, keep the year, give me everything that you told me you're going to give me. But give it to me, Letova, the good way, not the bad way. Good, no? It's a good pshat. Okay? So, the good way, exactly. The way that's not going to give me, it's not going to stress me out. It's not going to cause me problems. It's not going to cause me other issues. No, I want it litova. I want it the good way. Okay? Now that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Gemara means, that we daven against the people who raise the prices. Why? What does raising the prices have to do with anything? Why raising the prices? Because sometimes Hashem could bless the year. You know? Hashem says, you know what? I promised you this year you're going to get 1,000 pounds of flour. Okay? But I can't sell it because no one wants to buy it. So what is it good to do for me? Now, Hashem, I also need good business. I need it to be a good business also. All right? So, or that, let's say in our terms, Hashem could say, fine, I said I'm going to give you $120,000 this year. And then all of a sudden there's inflation. You show up to Venezuela and it's worth about, now 5 minutes after you got the money, it's not worth anything anymore.
Right.
So Hashem, not only, that's also part of it. I know that you gave me a judgment, what you're going to give me, but make it good, make it positive, make it the right way. That's what it means. Okay? So that's what it says here. Yeah.
We don't know how much we received.
Right, but we know that it was already decided. So we ask Hashem, keep the bracha of what you decided for us, and also give it to us the right way. That's what we're saying. Okay? So therefore, es hashana ves kol minei svuasa letoiva, first of all means that the business should go well, that I should get it the right way. All those things. All those things that we spoke about. You understand what I'm saying? Now, furthermore, it's like this. One second. Now, after that we say, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu. Now, Hashem bless for us this year. Es Hashana Azois. This year, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about whatever was decided this year, give it to us. L'toiva. What is this? Kol minei svuasa. All the types of tvua, all the types of grain, all the types of food, all the types of blessing that we ask for. Hashem, please give it to us. Okay? The same. Now, in the winter, we ask for rain. The same tal is due. Umatar levracha, and give us matar. And we learned in Tanit, there's different types of rain. Yore, malkosh. But there's also matar. Okay? Now, if you think about it, in the beginning of the Shmona Esrei,
finish, yore,
beginning. Yeah. Now, in the beginning of the Shmona Esrei, when we ask for rain, we ask for Geshem. Geshem.
Yeah.
Juvia.
Juvia.
Matar. Juvia.
Matar.
So, matar or Geshem?
Same word.
Same word. They both are translated as rain. So what is matar and what is Geshem? Now this comes out, there's four words in Hebrew for rain. Yore, Malkosh, Matar, Geshem. It's unbelievable. Every single one means something else. So what's Geshem and what's Matar? And why in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei do we ask for Geshem? And in the middle here we ask for Matar. So the answer is, Geshem is rain in general. We ask for rain because we praise Hashem for the Gevura. That was in the bracha of praising Hashem. So that's a general term. Hashem, we want Geshem. We want Hashem, we want to see your Gevura. We see your Gevura through Geshem. Matar is a different word. Matar comes from the word of matara, yeah. Matara means a purpose. It's not just rain in general. It's rain with a purpose. So for the rain to have a purpose, the rain has to come at a very specific time. It's got to come at night. It's got to come during the right season. It's got to come for the right plants. It's got to come certain light type of hard, certain type of soft. Very specific. So when we're asking in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, we're saying in general, Hashem give Geshem. But when we ask in the end of Shemoneh Esrei, now here, we say, Hashem, we need the matar, we need a bebracha, we need the right way of rain. That's matar. So yes, geshem, yes, matar. Two different things. Yeah, probably, because then, again, you're asking for a specific bracha. Okay? Now, the same tal umatar livracha al pneu adama on the ground visabeenu mituva or sabeenu mituvecha. Hashem, you should give us satisfy us. Sabeenu means to satisfy us. So, what does that mean? What does it mean to satisfy us? Yeah, we'll look it up after. So what does it mean to satisfy us? Sabe'enu mituvecha. Right?
No.
What? Yeah, but you already asked for everything. So now you're asking also for something else. So one pshat is because sabe'enu means satiate us. So what does that mean? So some say it means that even if we don't have enough, you should make us feel like we have enough. You should make us feel happy with whatever we have. Because the truth is that it really makes no difference. It makes no difference how much you have. Because you can have a lot, but if you want more, it doesn't help.
Yes.
And if you have a little and you're satisfied, you're happy. So sabe'enu mituvecha is one of the most important brachos. Hashem, please make me happy with what I have. Don't make me look for more. Don't make me look and seek to get more than I have. This is the pshat of the siach yitz of that's very important. This is the Avnei Elio, the son of the Vilna Gaon. He says this pshat. Okay? Because he says most people are constantly spending their whole life looking for more stuff. And they think that the way they're going to become happy is because they need that. Right? And they don't realize the reason they're not happy is because they're never going to be happy. If you'll be happy with what you have, you'll be fine. Sabe'enu mituva, Hashem, make me feel good and satisfied with what I have. Amazing bracha. Uvarech shnaseinu, and make my year kashane matoivos, like the good years. Make everything work out this year. What? Make this year work out. Like we're saying, we're talking about the year, yeah. We're talking about the year. So make the year work out like the good years. It should all work out in the way that's all for the best. Okay? And that's what we're saying. Mevarech Hashem, you make the years work out the best they could. That's what we're asking. So basically, the two ideas we're saying is, number one, we're asking about the year, and we're taking everything that Hashem gave for us, right? Have it work out properly. That's number one. And then the second one is that we should realize that that we'll be happy with what we have. That's the best bracha. We should be happy with what we have. Sabe'enu mituvecha. You should allow us that with whatever you give us, we'll be satisfied, we'll be happy, and that will be the best bracha. Okay? Very good. Probably, yeah.